So I want to take you on a little bit of a journey. So if you'll bow your heads and say, Father, give me ears to hear. A heart to perceive what you're speaking to me. And eyes to see the plan you have for me. Amen? And amen. In the scriptures, there are many things that the Lord prepares. And sometimes when we read something, it hits home if we're really paying attention. But sometimes we go right by it. It's just part of the daily routine. But I want to kind of give you a little bit of an awareness of how God is on the job. And in Acts chapter 5, Acts chapter 5, we're going to be looking at two verses, 38 and 39. Verse 38 and 39. St. Paul has just received some incredible revelation, and he's on the job, but also there are some that would like to get rid of him, like they'd like to get rid of you and me. They don't particularly like what we're doing when we're giving out mercy and grace and favor. But in verse 38, therefore, he says, therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. And as I read that, I said, oh my. How many have ever had an opinion about what their future is all about and tried to perform to make it happen?
Amen.
Well, what happens when it's something coming from your carnal nature?
It fails.
And here, if you back it up, it says in verse 12, same chapter, the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them. I love this part. Even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. And as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. What was on Peter? The Holy Spirit. What's inside of you? Is there room for more?
Oh, yes.
All right. Crowds gathered, verse 16. Also from other towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Not some. All of them were healed. The next part is kind of important because it shows you what happens when you are under the anointing of the Lord. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. What?
Filled with jealousy.
Right on, girl. They were filled with jealousy. When you are in total harmony and peace, on the job, with the family, doing whatever, and you see that there are actions and reactions going on in people around you, and you can tell that they are jealous of what you have. How many know what I'm talking about? Put your hand up if you know what I'm talking about. How do you discern to go forward? If you haven't got a communication with the Lord, you're going to be in trouble because you're going to react. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to either try to teach him a lesson, give him a good talking to, straighten him out while you have a chance. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad I got friends here. All right. When you are, like Paul, focused on the one you're serving, you're going to react in a different way. And watch what he does. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Watch what the angel commissions them in verse 20. Go and stand in the temple court, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. Why was the angel giving them instructions? If they hadn't asked what to do, that angel would have kept quiet. When you and I ask God what to do next, when we have jealousy around us and the intent of the harm that we know they're planning,
amen,
God will release angels. Is he no respecter of persons? Doesn't he treat us all the same? So are there angels on the job to get you to where you need to go?
Yes.
Where you need to be? Get you out of jail should it be needed? Come on. Is he got those angels on the job?
Yes.
All right. What kind of jail are you talking about? All kinds of jails. You can be in jail in your own house. You can be in jail in a hospital situation. You can be in jail in a mental tormented area. Here the angel says, go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. And at daybreak they entered the temple courts, as they had been told, and began to teach the people. And when the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin and the full assembly of the elders of Israel and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officer did not find them there. So they went back and reported, we have found the jail securely locked with the guards standing at the door. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guards and the chief priests were puzzled, wondering what could this be or what would come of this. Then someone came and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people. At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. Did the apostles retaliate?
No.
That's a lesson for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teachings and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit. Why is he stressing, so is the Holy Spirit?
Because
Because the assurance was inside of him. The Holy Ghost is inside the apostles. He's inside of you and me. There are times when you'll respond to somebody with a sure word from God, and you know that it's going to irritate them.
Amen.
But when you obey under the anointing of the Lord, you know that assurance is within you. Because the Holy Spirit is confirming it. And instead of feeling guilty and condemned, you feel at peace. And it's a wild feeling because it isn't associated with your carnality or your humanity. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. What are they doing now in the world? I heard this week on the news that in Iraq, there's one of the cities that has been under siege, and they told all the Christians to leave the city. That's not easy. And they took only what they could handle in their personal belongings and left the city. From what I understand, the city has Mosul, if I remember correctly. All the believers left the city. Does that sound like Lot? Yeah, they said they'd be back.
They said
Well, the cool news is that we are living in an age where we are being hated no different than these men and women of God were hated then.
That's right.
They cannot stand the grace and favor of God on you. Verse 34. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. I like this. Because you see, he's wanting to respect the leadership. And that's honorable before God and before man. Then he addressed them, O men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fall or fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. You will only find yourself fighting against God. There are instances in my life where I had the same emotional turmoil going on inside of me. And I wanted so bad to teach somebody a lesson that deserved it. And the Holy Spirit said, "Will you listen to me?" I did not act and react right away because, you know, we have a tendency to kind of run ahead of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Anybody got a clue?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many have ever run ahead of the Lord? Put your hand up. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So I'm in good company. Okay? Very carnal responses. Very straight to the point. You know, get them off your back while you can. After all, they deserve to be taught. Amen? The bottom line is, when the Holy Spirit reminded me, will you check in with my plan? If it's God's plan, it'll all fall into place. If you get bent out of shape, all you're going to do is frustrate the Holy Spirit. If you run to him, he will supply you with grace, favor, and mercy. And the end result will be that the one who is under the real anointing of the Lord will shine like the stars. The one who is under their own anointing
will fall and will fail.
And it may take years before you see the results. Because in my experience, I watched them climb and go higher. And they looked great for a while. Until the result is, those that are anointed of the Lord will survive. Those that are of God will make it to the finish line. Those that are got their own agenda will have a quality of assurance and even a survival technique for a season. And they might look like they're winning. But the end result is disaster. Close your eyes now. Say, Holy Spirit. You are inside of me.
You're making it clear
that there's a purpose in everything that I do. And I want you to be the author
and the finisher
of everything you're doing in me.
Continue to confirm
with signs and wonders when I'm in obedience to you. And those who have a plan, they want me in jail or in death.
I set them free.
I hold nothing against them, Lord.
And I purpose
to rejoice in your plan.
Rejoice in your plan.
That's tailor-made for me.
That's tailor-made for me.
Amen.